Let's get up close and personal. The best and brightest opera singers in the world are here today, right in the WJJG Starship. Rose Guccione and John Concepcion are here. Plus my great pal, Hollywood Ed of Classic Cinemas, lights up the phones with movies on the big screen during this edition of the Kiki Vale Show, beginning now.
It's Friday!
It's Friday! It's Friday! It's Friday! Let's party!
T-G-I!
For the folks that are listening to the Kiki Vale Show today, let me tell you, that was not Memorex. That was live with two very talented, well, she's one, singers in the studio with me, sitting adjacent to my left. We have got a very special show for you today with soprano Rose Guccione, who you just heard, and John Concepcion, who is a tenor, and they are here to talk about the opera series Up Close. It's the Opera Up Close series. There we go. I'm so excited. I cannot believe it. Let me just say good morning and welcome, Rose. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to meet you, Kiki.
You are charming.
As are you.
Oh, my goodness. You are charming. And let's say welcome to John Concepcion.
Hi. Nice to be here. Nice. Thanks, Kiki.
It is a pleasure to have you both. And I was telling you in the green room, it's so nice to have performers of your caliber live in my presence. Thank you.
Oh, we're honored to be here. This is fun for us.
Aww.
We don't often get to do live on-air interviews, so this is great for us, too.
Although I heard that backstage at the Lyric is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is a little nuts over there. Yeah, Rose and I both sing in the chorus of the Lyric Opera full-time. I think if somebody ever comes to the opera, they see this beautiful space and the opera singers on stage and the costumes and the pageantry. But backstage, I think, like with anything, if you can imagine what a film shoot is like, you know, you only see the finished product, but if you can see backstage, it's often chaos, ordered chaos.
And that's a good way to look at it. A film shoot, the only difference is you have to be on because there is no editing. There are no second takes.
That's right.
This is it, right, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Let's formally introduce you because I'm really excited about this show. I am becoming so interested in the opera because of the way it makes me feel, the stories behind it, the emotion. And I want Rose and John for you to both in our intro here to tell us a little bit about yourselves and your education, your background, how you got into singing. Rose, we'll begin with ladies first.
Well, in a way, you could say that I'm living my life backwards. I was born and raised in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood, which is 99% Mexican. Grew up speaking Spanish, and my father, who's a son of Sicilian immigrants who had basically grown up on Taylor Street, loved singing. And it was first when I was a little girl hearing him warm up through the house, going through his ritual, putting on cologne and a suit and his hat and getting ready for rehearsal, I would just watch and listen, mesmerized. So I grew up with kind of not just in my household, but the Mexican culture also has a really rich artistic culture as well. So for me, growing up in a neighborhood church, I was surrounded by a dramatic tenor who had emigrated from Mexico City, a mandolin and guitar professional player. I saw mariachis. It was just normal to sing, you know, Bésame Mucho or Granada or Allá en Rancho Grande and yell along. So for me, it really was just being surrounded by kind of a diverse but dramatic musical culture. So I actually left home at 16. There were circumstances that I had to leave. So I didn't have the opportunity to go to college right away. And then my father...
But let me interrupt you.
Yes, yes.
Did you know at the age of 16 that you had this booming, beautiful, boisterous voice?
I didn't know about 16. I knew my love started at age 5.
Really?
It started at age 5, and I had started taking piano at 10 from a private teacher, also Mexican. I started taking voice lessons from him 2 years later, and then changed over when I went into, I started high school at Madame Curie, and studied with Donald Baumgartner, who with whom I still have a connection all these few years later.
Interesting. So then you left home at 16, mm-hmm. and you were on your travels and on your way. And then how did you come back to music or formally get into a career with singing?
Well, my father died, and it made me reflect on my life. I looked back and thought, well, what will I regret not having tried when I'm 62? And the answer was just immediate. It just emerged, singing, making a living from singing. So I gave myself until the age of 30 to actually do it, and almost became like a monk. I asked around town, I asked professionals, who are the teachers in town that really know how to teach voice? I went to language coaches, I went to acting coaches, and my life was working my 9-to-5 legal assistant / secretary job, and then taking my key and going into the church basement and practicing for 1 or 2 hours. And on the evenings that I had lessons, it was the lesson. I didn't practice. I just, you know, had the lesson. So for, I would say, about 5 years, I tried. And I still wasn't 30, and I was really getting frustrated with not getting anywhere and thought maybe it's time to go to night school and change. Then I got the phone call from Lyric. Saying that I had been hired into the chorus full time.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
To really be that hungry and try, and then the Lyric Opera of Chicago calls you. How phenomenal is that? And we are going to talk about the first audition and how you felt on stage, etc. But the reason you are here today specifically is because of your good friend, John Concepcion, who sits to your left and who also is in the chorus at the Lyric Opera.
Right.
John, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Oh!
I wish I spoke Greek. I'd speak to you in Greek.
Ay, mi amor.
You guys are so adorable. So, John, now, you said that you're created this opera up close series, and you wanted all your closest friends in the opera to be there. Tell us your affiliation and how you got started before we talk about all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see. I grew up in the northwest suburbs and in Des Plaines. I went to school out in Arlington Heights. High school, and once I was in high school, I always knew I liked to sing. I always wanted to be on stage in some capacity. I wanted to be a comedian, an actor. Didn't really quite know exactly what I wanted to do.
But did you know how good you were at singing when you wanted to be a comedian?
No, it wasn't until I was sort of in high school and I started studying voice. I was in choir, and they all had voice teachers there, and I thought, well, I'll take some voice lessons. The music teacher thought I had some talent and thought, you know, he'll push me a little bit.
Okay, now you got to sing for us.
Oh, I will.
Come on.
Right now?
Yeah. Okay, yes, we got to hear this.
Let's. How about just a phrase from something? A phrase from an aria.
Okay, couple.
Dirigo
il seno. Ooh, beautiful, beautiful. And I love how you use your hands.
Yeah.
Well, is that important in opera? Is that important, though, for performers to use their hands when they're singing?
Well, you know what? I think singing is such a visceral act. It uses your whole body. And so I'm a teacher, a voice teacher as well. So when I teach, I tell my students, you're really singing from your whole body. So you have to dig deep for the support and for breath. And everything just sort of follows. You know, your hands just sort of open up and sort of move. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is.
So you were going to school.
So I went to high school, and I got this teacher who was very inspirational, the music director there, great music program. And a lot of great musicians, voice teachers, and music teachers came out of this program. And so he recognized a talent in me. He really nurtured it, gave me a lot of opportunities to sing, hooked me up with some guy who went to this school in Iowa when I was looking for somewhere to go for college. I got a scholarship to the small school in Iowa for a music scholarship. And once I got there, I just realized this is the world that I wanted to be in.
Aww.
You know, and I surrounded myself with all my other opera singers, and I just fell in love with it. It's It's all-encompassing.
It's sort of your destiny or density. You know how they joke around and say my density. But it's your destiny, and I love the fact. And we're going to learn from you today also. We're going to talk to you about the opera, Rose, about your career, and also John about yours, and now about the opera up close series, and how really we can truly refine ourselves with the form of opera music. Real quickly, before we go to break, let's tell the audience about, let's give them the information right now. We'll keep repeating it because I want to give you fair shake about, you know, the Opera Up Close series.
Great. Well, Opera Up Close is a series I created. I'm on the board of directors for the Center for Performing Arts at Governor State University down in University Park. It's a beautiful school, beautiful campus, a great institution. And they have a wonderful performance space there. The Center for Performing Arts is a lovely 1,100-seat theater. And one of the reasons why I'm on the board is to develop this series of operatic programming. And we're calling it a cabaret series. So actually, the audience sits on the stage with the performers. So we don't even use the 1,100 seats in the house.
Wow.
We set up cafe tables on the stage.
Darling.
And it's really a really wonderful, intimate space. And it's a great opportunity for you to sit 5 feet away from a voice like Rose's and the other singers that we have coming in and really experience the whole aspect of the voice. And what we're using as a vehicle for this is a preview of the upcoming season at Lyric Opera. So there's 8 operas in the season, which opens next week, and it goes through the end of March. We're going to cover 7 of those operas. You'll hear selections from 7 of those operas. And I'm going to be hosting the event. I won't be singing, so it'll be a different...
That'll be hard for you.
Wearing a different hat.
You'll
Very difficult for me.
That'll be difficult. Oh, my God.
But I'll be hosting the event, giving you a little information about the operas, some synopsis, setting up what they're about to sing, and just going to sit back with the rest of you and enjoy some great music.
How exciting. Well, we are going to discuss that.
Yeah.
Your narration, Rose's singing. We're going to learn about the opera. We're also going to go backstage.
Yeah.
Find out what it's like at the Lyric. We're going to take calls. It's going to be one heck of a show.
Great. I'm excited.
So I am too. 708-493-1530. Don't miss a beat. We've got Rose Guccione. She is a soprano at the Lyric Opera. We've got John Concepcion. I get so nervous I say Concepcion, but it's Concepcion.
That's great.
Concepcion. He's a tenor. And we get to hear it, so we're going to hear some more singing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some more singing. So it's going to be a great show. Plus, Hollywood Ed, my great pal of classic cinemas, has a fantastic prize to give away. He's up next with movies this weekend during the Kiki Vale Show. We'll be back in a Greek lightning flash.
Hi, this is Jimmy Petz's managing partner of Basil's Greek Dining in Aurora. Basil's is a proud supporter of Kiki's crew in the 2010 Step Out to Fight Diabetes Walk. Saturday, October 16th at Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles. Basil's is happy to donate to the wonderful effort by catering a meal for those who are walking. We are preparing some of our favorite dishes for you to try out on October 16th. Basil's Greek Dining is in the Circle Drive of the Fox Valley Shopping Center. We specialize in blending old world tradition with culinary flair and innovation. Basil's Greek Dining is a celebration of Mediterranean cuisine. I welcome you to our restaurant to sample some of the best roasted and braised Colorado land dishes, the freshest in fish and seafood, Greek comfort foods, and many more traditional Greek and Mediterranean dishes. Feel free to contact us at 630-692-1300 or visit us online at www.basilsgreekdining.com. That's Basil's Greek Dining, bringing Greek town to your town. Opa!
Now time to take a look at what's going on in the doings this week. And we begin with the election coverage, which continues on. Hear from candidates from state office and their thoughts on education issues. In the weekly doings, the Muslim Educational Cultural Center has revised its plans for a proposed mosque in unincorporated Willowbrook. The prayer space is smaller, and there are fewer proposed classrooms for the facility. Over in Elmhurst, that doings reports that the gas tax in Elmhurst is rising by a penny and a half on October 1st, and there's an update on the woman accused of attempting to murder the 9-month-old grandson. In Oakbrook, the Oakbrook Doing says they're hoping to save on the cost of the new 22nd Street traffic signals by sharing the expense with local businesses. Local communities plan a day of celebration to mark the completion of the Salt Creek Green Trail. And Hinsdale, well, they begin a new series following five Hinsdale Central seniors through the college application process as they sort through test scores, applications, recommendations, and early decisions. Learn today who those five students are and the dream schools that they hope to attend. In Clarendon Hills, downtown business owners are united to block a special tax to pay for sidewalk plowing and other improvements, saying this is the wrong time to ask them to pay tax dollars for something they can do themselves. Over in LaGrange, the annual diversity rally brought together speakers, performers under the umbrella of the community. Learn how teens reacted to the message provided by Reverend Deborah Williams. In Western Springs, St. John the Cross Parish marked a major milestone celebrating 50 years in the community with a Jubilee Mass featuring Cardinal Francis George. They have the story and all the photos from the event. For more information, visit www.pioneerlocal.com/Hinsdale and make sure to check with us every week for your stories in the doings.
When the night has come.
Hi, this is your friend Kiki Vale. I'd like to personally invite you to an extra special show on Friday, October 1st from 9 to noon. Kiki's Crew Diabetes Radiothon is an exclusive extended live show to stop diabetes. On the 1st of October, I will interview experts who will educate, inform, answer questions, and hopefully inspire you as we all try to manage or avoid diabetes and its very serious consequences. Please call in on the 1st at 708-493-1530 so that you can get involved with the fight against diabetes. The American Diabetes Association Step Out Walks are a national effort, and Kiki's Crew does our part locally as we participate in the St. Charles Walk. During those 3 hours on October 1st, I hope to raise $1,500 for Kiki's Crew. Together with your donations and help, we can stop diabetes. Remember, tune into the Kiki Vale Show Friday, October 1st from 9 to noon. It could change your life. Cha-cha-cha. You always get action, laughter, and fun when you listen to the Kiki Vale Show, but you get more of it when you visit a classic cinema theater. My favorite, the York, is preferred because it's right over here by Elmhurst. And here to tell us what's going on with the movies and a great, fantastic prize is my friend Hollywood Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, Kiki.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Oh, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm really good because I have two very talented opera people in the studio.
Okay,
and they
good.
And let me tell you, they can sing.
Can they sing better than me in the shower, though?
He wants to know if you can sing better than him in the shower, though.
No one sings better than anybody in the shower.
Okay, say that in the mic, John.
Well, I think everybody sounds the best in the shower.
Well,
unless you invite us into your shower, it's hard to judge.
Yes, that's true.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Ed. So how's everything? How's your week going?
It's a hectic week as always, Kiki, but, you know, it's Friday, so we made it through.
Oh, yes, we did, and I'm very excited to announce that we have a special exclusive Kiki Vale Show prize to give away today.
We do, Kiki. We've got three new movies that are opening wide that we'll talk about. One of them is a movie called You Again, and it comes from the Disney Studios, and one of our good friends at Disney sent us a T-shirt for You Again, so we can give that away on the air today.
Oh, fun. Okay, so let's hear about You Again. I'm sorry, I was so excited I kind of did that backwards. We need to talk about the movie first, because Jamie Lee Curtis is back in this one.
Yeah, she is. You Again is a new comedy, and you know, Kiki, no matter how old you are, you never really forget about things that went on in high school. Uh-huh. Well, anyways, a successful professional named Marnie heads home for her older brother's wedding and discovers that he's actually marrying her high school arch nemesis, who's conveniently forgotten all the rotten things she did all that not many years ago. And then the bride's jet-setting aunt bursts in, and Marnie's not-so-jet-setting mom comes face-to-face with her own high school rival.
Oh.
So the claws come out, and old wounds are opened. It's a fun comedy, and it's really about what happens when you're reunited with the one person you'd like most to forget or kill. Really, really good cast here in You Again. A young actress named Kristen Bell plays Marnie. She's been in some very good movies in recent years, like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, When in Rome, and Get Him to the Greek. As you mentioned, Jamie Lee Curtis is in the film. She plays her mother. Sigourney Weaver plays the aunt. And what a shock. Betty White's in the movie. I mean, Betty White's everywhere you look these days.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Anyways, it's a really good cast. It's a fun movie. And You Again is rated PG. I think fun for everyone. And again, from Disney. So we have You Again.
Fun and funny, and I like how you said the claws come out, because we know what that could mean.
Oh, yeah.
It could get a little crazy. So we have a T-shirt to give away, exclusively given to us by Classic Cinemas and Disney. Do we have any details? What color is this T-shirt?
Now, let's see. It's black, and the logo, You Again, is on it in white and red.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a large, but I would say it's for a female.
It's for a female. All right, how about we give this away right now, 708-493-1530. If you're listening to us on the radio, maybe you're out in the car, maybe you're doing your chores or working, 708-493-1530. We'd love to give this T-shirt away to you now. So You Again, produced by or created by Disney, where is that showing on the big Classic Cinema screen, Ed?
At Open Say, Kiki, at the York and Elmhurst, the Lake and Oak Park, the Elk Grove Theater, the Charlestown in St. Charles, the Cinema 12 in Carpentersville, and at the Fox Lake Theater.
Ah, terrific. And Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm happy to see her back. She's been gone for a little while.
Yeah, she's been writing children's books, actually.
That's
she was just in town this past week here in Chicago promoting her new children's book. She's still staying busy.
Did not know.
And, of course, I see her popping up on commercials. She's doing the yogurt commercial presently, so she's busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, we have a caller. We're just going to wait to see who this is on the line, 708-493-1530. They've called in for the T-shirt, and there's a nice little selection there of theaters that we can see it at. Matt, who do we have on the line here? Sorry, I rushed Matt. I was like, he was still in the middle of that phone call. Let's see. Jim Polonian. Jim, let's put him on the line then. Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah. Good morning. You're on there with Kiki.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. A little cold, but that's okay.
It's a little chilly, huh? Jim, where are you calling us from?
I'm actually on the road. I live in Lamont.
You live in Lamont. Well, welcome to the Kiki Vail Show. First-time caller.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. We really appreciate you calling in. So you are the winner. Do you have a nice female to give this beautiful T-shirt to?
Yes, I do. I have a good wife.
You have a good wife. It's better to have a good wife versus a bad wife.
Yes.
Jim, fantastic. So are you a fan of Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes. Oh, she loves her.
She loves her. Good. And you know what? She was really good in the movie A Fish Called Wanda.
Yep.
Did you ever see her in that?
Yes.
That was hilarious. Well, Jim, congratulations. I want you to stay on the line because we're going to get your info. And I really appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a fantastic weekend. And hold on, okay?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. All right. So Jim is the winner of the T-shirt. He picked up the T-shirt from You Again, the Disney movie. And Disney always puts out some great movies. Disney always is a classic for putting out those movies. Hollywood Ed? Hollywood Ed, are you there? Ed?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. We have Jim Polonian from Lamont is the winner.
I heard. We'll get that out to him ASAP.
Excellent. We'll get his info, and that's showing all over the place. Good news at the other end of the spectrum. And you corrected me because I said Kirk Douglas. I meant to say Michael Douglas is back.
Yeah, he is. Actually, Gordon Gekko is back.
There you go.
Yeah, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps opens today, Kiki. Michael Douglas is back in his Oscar-winning role as one of the screen's most notorious villains, the infamous Gordon Gekko. Emerging from a lengthy prison stunt, Gekko finds himself on the outside of a world he once dominated. Looking to repair his damaged relationship with his daughter, Winnie, Gekko forms an alliance with her fiancé, Jacob. But can Jacob and Winnie really trust the man who is relentless in his efforts to redefine himself for a new era? Again, Gordon Gekko is back. We have an excellent cast in Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Alongside Michael Douglas, we've got a really good young actor, Shia LaBeouf. Of course, was in the Transformers movies. He will be in Transformers 3. He was also in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Josh Brolin's an excellent actor. He plays the real heavy in the movie. Veteran Susan Sarandon and Franklin Jella are also in the movie. And as the first Wall Street film was, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps is directed by Oliver Stone, who's always one of the more interesting filmmakers. And, you know, Michael Douglas did a great job creating this Gordon Gekko. And the character of Gekko has really become kind of legendary, Kiki. He, you know, he almost has come to symbolize, you know, the, what they called the decade of greed in the 80s, where you had all these, you know, these green mailers and corporate raiders, you know, buying these companies and then just buying them to break them up and wreck them. And, you know, Gekko, of course, gave the in the movie that famous greed is good speech, which right. people refer to a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's ruthless.
So, yeah, a lot of people have been looking for a follow-up, and finally, he's taken a while, but here it is, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps.
Gosh, and he just created that character so craftily, really a talented man. He's back on the big screen, Money Never Sleeps. Actually, it's Wall Street Money Never Sleeps.
Right.
Where can we see it on the big classic cinema screen?
Open today, Kiki, at the Lake, you know, Park, the York Theater, the Elk Grove, the Fox Lake, Cinema 12 in Carpentersville, and the Charlestown 18 in St. Charles.
Outstanding. What else we got up on the big screen?
Well, we've got a very good movie, which probably has the most unusual title of the year, I think. It's a movie called Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. It's based on an epic 15-volume fantasy book series that have been very popular with young adults. I have to admit, Kiki, I had not heard of the series of Legend of the Guardians, but several people I did said that, that they definitely had. The movie follows a young owl named Soren, who's just enthralled by his father's epic stories of the Guardians of Ga'Hoole, a mythic band of winged warrior owls who had fought a great battle to save all of owlkind from the evil Pure Ones. But suddenly, after a long time, the Pure Ones return. So young Soren soars across the sea in search of the great tree where the guardian owls reside, and he's going to confront them and ask the legendary warriors to return and again protect the innocent. It's interesting, Kiki. It's very much a kind of a Knights of the Round Table story. It's visually a stunning movie. They did a terrific job, and that's really cool because it is in 3D. So we're presenting the Legend of the Guardians in 3D. Really great music, too. So, yeah, again, it's I think it's a good movie for the whole family, Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
It's, you may have said this. I don't think you did. Is it animated?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's computer done. It's not your specific animation, but it's it is computer done. I believe all the characters in the film are owls.
Really?
Yeah, all different types of owls, yeah.
And you know, my son Jimmy's head, I think he looks like an owl. I always tell Jimmy, I said, you look like an owl.
Look like an owl.
His head's got, he's got these eyes. And his
head. As long as he's as wise as an owl, right?
That's the point.
There you go.
That is the point. He's wise like an owl. And I personally love when books come to life on screen, especially if it's a good story. So this one sounds interesting.
Sure does. It's had a great trailer playing, and, I don't know if I'm the target market, but I definitely want to see it.
Who is the target market, by the way?
I think, well, from what I understand, Kiki, the books were read by young adults. So I'm assuming, probably, middle school into high school. And I think probably that's where, the major part of the audience is going to come from.
So where can we see it on the big classic cinema screen this weekend?
In 3D. At the North Riverside, the York, the Lake, Elk Grove, Charlestown, Fox Lake, and Cinema 12.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we got some good selections to see this weekend.
Very good movies, yes.
Yeah, okay. And we're looking forward to having you next weekend live in the studio for the Diabetes Radiothon.
I shall be there.
Cannot wait for that, and especially because you have never missed a walk.
I have never missed.
In 8 years, and I appreciate you so much.
You bet. Hey. Okay. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much. For showtimes, locations, and all the great information we want regarding movies, where shall we go?
Always, Kiki, just go to classiccinemas.com.
Excellent. Have a great weekend.
You too, Kiki. We'll see you at the movies.
See you at the movies.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
The magic's at the movies. Classic cinemas. The magic's at the movies. Classic cinemas. No matter who you are. Classic cinemas. Come for the laughter. The fun, let the show begin. The magic's at the movies. Classic cinemas.
The Doings newspaper brings you home with your community's news. Founded in 1895 in Hinsdale, our focus has always been on the local scene. One of the features you'll find each week in The Doings is Community Close-Up. It tells the story about people who care. It tells the story about people who put other people first. Our Community Close-Up profiles local residents who are making a difference in our world. From Elmhurst to Burr Ridge, from LaGrange to Clarendon Hills, and every town in between, we've got you covered with one of our 7 community newspapers. Order a subscription to The Doings today. Your newspaper will be delivered every Thursday in the mail. Call our toll-free number at 877-855-7722. The Doings, bringing you home with your community's news.
When the night has come.
Hi, this is your friend, Kiki Vale. I'd like to personally invite you to an extra special show on Friday, October 1st from 9 to noon. Kiki's Crew Diabetes Radiothon is an exclusive extended live show to stop diabetes. On the 1st of October, I will interview experts who will educate, inform, answer questions, and hopefully inspire you as we all try to manage or avoid diabetes and its very serious consequences. Please call in on the 1st at 708-493-1530 so that you can get involved with the fight against diabetes. The American Diabetes Association Step Out Walks are a national effort, and Kiki's Crew does our part locally as we participate in the St. Charles Walk. During those 3 hours on October 1st, I hope to raise $1,500 for Kiki's Crew. Together with your donations and help, we can stop diabetes. Remember, tune into the Kiki Vale Show Friday, October 1st from 9 to noon. It could change your life. Welcome to Kiki in Chicago for the weekend of September 24th through the 26th, 2010. Kids are going to love Emerald City Theater's Pinkalicious. Can you say Pinkalicious? When Pinkalicious eats one too many pink cupcakes, she catches a case of pinkitis and turns pink from head to toe. It'll take the wisdom of her broccoli-eating little brother to help her get out of this predicament. Don't miss the smash hit musical's Midwest premiere, based on the popular book by Elizabeth and Victoria Kahn, Pinkalicious, this Saturday, 10:30 a.m. at the Apollo Theater. In another world, what do you get when you pair a Jewish man and a Mormon woman? Chelsea Handler, of course. Chelsea Bang Bang is doing her comedy and celebrity spoofs at the legendary Chicago Theater this Saturday evening. Call 312-443-1130 for tickets. You can also join Homebrewers Pride of the South Side Hops in celebrating the beeriest holiday of them all, Oktoberfest. Their annual fundraiser features music, an impressive spread of food offerings, and most importantly, dozens upon dozens of delicious craft brewed lagers and ales from local breweries and the award-winning brewers of Hops. Hops Oktoberfest 2010 is Saturday at 2 Bells Sharp. Now that you've drank the drink, eat the food at Great American Dine Out. Nearly 50 participating city restaurants and some 142 in the greater Chicago area will set the table and put the Ritz on, donating partial sales to community programs aiming to end childhood hunger in America, all while feeding your gullet. Visit strength.org/appsdineout for more information. Sports action in Chicago has something for all fans this weekend, beginning with our beloved Stanley Cup winners. The Chicago Blackhawks are in preseason hockey playing the Detroit Red Wings this Saturday, 7 p.m. sharp at United Center. Cubs play the Cardinals at Wrigley Field, 1:20 p.m. Enjoy the weekend with these sports offerings, and then settle into your favorite comfy chair for some serious football. Two hot and heavy rivals, the Bears, take on the Green Bay Packers, each team holding at 2-0. Showdown Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Catch the vibe on ESPN if you can't make it over to Soldier Field. And in the meantime, for more hot happenings, visit KikiVale.com.
Oh, Hi, this is Mark from Anderson. I'm a sheet metal fabricator. One of the big reasons I listen to the Kiki Vale show is because of her energy, her voice, and the excitement she brings to start the weekend real early. Kiki, I wanted to let you know that when your show ends at noon on Fridays, I'm already looking forward to next week's show.
Newspaper brings.
Our audio is not potting up properly, so we will have. Can we be greeting? Ask you for a little more singing, Rose?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, because that we have your song here. I don't know what's going on. We may have to change the slot. I'm not sure.
All right, let me go back a little bit here.
Because you have that strong voice. That CD didn't work. Well, as I was watching you, I wanted to grasp every emotion that you are conveying with your facial expressions and your voice. That was brilliant. Rose Guccione and John Cipciona are in the studio with me today, and they are here on for a variety of reasons, one of which is the Center for Performing Arts at Governor State University is excited to offer a brand new opera up close series, and it begins this weekend. And they themselves are opera singers, and we're here to talk about everything opera. Wow. That is fun. That is fun. So, John, in the other break, you were telling us what the Opera Up Close series is. Mm-hmm. And you yourself are a tenor, and you've asked, now this is funny, you have asked some of your closest friends, who are the most talented people on the planet.
Absolutely. And the best
as
friends in the world.
No. As is John.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Rose. You're very sweet. Well, yeah. The good thing about me being able to design this program at Governor State at the Center for Performing Arts is that I get to sort of create this series. I've always wanted to have a vocal, well, in the last, let's say, 5 years, I've been thinking about trying to design some sort of vocal operatic series in the South Suburbs where I live. And
it helps.
Yeah. So I found a friend of mine who's on the board of directors at the Center for Performing Arts, and she asked me to join the board and develop my series there. So this is what we're doing. So with this first we have three concerts during the season. We call it Opera Up Close because you are literally up close with the opera singers. The audience is on the stage. There's about, I mean, the theater seats 1,100, but now that we're on the stage, we seat about 200, maybe 230. And so it's a very intimate, very warm setting, and you're 5 feet away from a voice like Rose's. It's going to be very exciting. I'm sorry. So this is the first weekend. And it's a preview of the Lyric Opera season. And then the next concert happens in January. And we have a great, fun trio of tenors called the Other Three Tenors.
Love it.
And they do a great program. They're crazy. They're very funny. And, I mean, if you want crazy, you just get these three guys here in the studio. You will seriously not get a word in edgewise.
Good.
They're funny. And they've got beautiful voices. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a concert they're doing a tribute to Mario Lanza.
Oh.
So all the songs are things people are going to remember that Mario Lanza used to sing.
Speaking of which songs will we hear? You said they're a preview of what's going on at the Lyric Opera this season?
Right. Well, there are 8 operas in the season, and we're going to cover 7 of them. The one we're leaving out is a beautiful opera. It's Britten's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh.
But it's a difficult opera to extract an aria from.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're covering all the other 7 operas. So we have Hercules, which is a Handel opera.
Oh.
And that's going to be the first in the program. We also have Carmen, which,
ooh,
of course, everybody knows, the big Toreador song, the Habanera, which Rose will sing probably a little bit for you. Just give us a phrase of Habanera, Rose.
Right.
You are sassy.
Yeah, she has
I love how sassy she gets.
She is. She's great.
You are sissy.
She's a ham.
She's a ham, and that's why up close, you are serious. When
You're up close. You get to see that. It's going to be a lot of fun. The audience is going to love it.
You're going to love Rose, everybody.
Yeah, so we do Carmen, of course, one of the great operas of all time, and everybody loves Carmen. And then we have Macbeth, which actually opens the season this year. It's directed by Barbara Gaines. Barbara Gaines is the founder and the director of Chicago Shakespeare. She's never directed an opera before. Of course, she's done Macbeth, the play, many times.
Wow, now that's going to be interesting.
It's really, really, it's an amazing production. It's visually stunning. The set is inspired by the Frank Gehry architecture, all those, you know, like in Millennium Park, those big stainless steel wings. It's just a beautiful production with people flying in and out, characters flying in and out, witches flying in and out. It's going to be great. And then we do Lohengrin. For the true opera lovers.
I'm not familiar with it.
Lohengrin is a Wagner opera. It's absolutely lusciously beautiful. It's 4 hours.
Ah.
But it's beautiful from beginning to end. It's just mesmerizing. And the most famous thing from Lohengrin that everybody will know that we will sing on this concert is the bridal chorus. Da-dum, ta-dum, da-dum, pa-dum, which, of course, every bride knows.
Oh, of course.
This is from Lohengrin. The big bridal march. Then we also do an opera called The Masked Ball, or in Italian it's called Un ballo in maschera. Murder, intrigue, jealousy.
Infidelity.
It's got it all. It covers the gamut. What Rose just sang a little bit earlier, Moro, is from Un ballo in maschera.
Mm-hmm. What's fascinating, which I think also lends to the excitement of the opera, is that you both are also interested in comedy and entertainment. You're singers, but you're also very funny. Are a lot of opera singers like that, or are they just strict singers? They just me, warm up and
sing?
They run the gamut,
but there are a lot of funny opera singers. I mean, opera and comedy both are big, loud, and over the top.
So describe opera to me. Tell me what opera means to you and the Webster's definition.
Well, opera is actually an Italian word. It means work, you know, piece, work. Arias in a collection of arias and recits and whatnot is a work, the collection. But the real meaning of opera for me is a place that I can be anyone I want to be on stage. And it's a safe place for me. It's a place to express emotion that would not necessarily be considered safe in real life. You know, grief,